810 Mix 94.7 KMCH. He's who I want to be when I grow up. He's the Caitlin Clark of the American Legion world. Ladies and gentlemen, Warren Coates sits to my right. My friend, I have not seen you in months. How are you?
That's true. Let's see. Just before the state for it was the snowball dance.
Yeah. Yeah.
Boy, we had a good turnout.
Good.
Oh, my gosh. Good. We had a super turnout. I'm like a bad penny. I always return.
Hey, we'll cash you in every time you show up. You know that. So, you know, Jeff Goldsmith was here last week. We were talking about you. I said, when Warren comes in next week, I'm going to hit him up. I want to bartend again one of these steak fry nights you guys got coming up.
Well, you're more than welcome to. I mean, we have good nights that time, I'll tell you.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
The public, you know, you're talking about Jeff and the Suns. And their soup suppers and our steak fries, we have to thank the public. Without them, we would have no money.
Yeah.
And they had a super turnout Saturday, I thought.
Good.
I'm just so glad that they finally are getting support for the for the suppers. And we get good support for the steak fries. So we're very, very happy about that.
Yeah. Well, and I've told you many times, and I've told the great millions of audience I have, that is still one of the best ribeye steaks I've ever had.
Well,
that came off that grill.
I think it's the magic of the stolen grill.
it had a little bit of that, Newton Air that came back with it.
There you go.
Hints of Maytag blue cheese that wafted upon it.
Mileage on the grill, yeah.
Well, you guys got a big thing. I mean, we're going to talk about steak fry season because it's coming up.
Yep.
But the big thing, focal point today, Vietnam Veterans Day this week.
Yep, that's this Wednesday. This is the actual day, National Vietnam Veterans Day. And we decided, of course, we always have coffee on Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we decided to incorporate that with our regular coffee club people. And we're inviting all Vietnam vets, Vietnam era vets, and their family to come on in Monday. I realize it's 7 to 9, but you know, I talk to other legions around and they ask us about our coffee club. And they, well, when do you start it? I said, well, it's usually there at 6:30 to about 8:30. Oh my gosh, that's too early for us around here. But I'll guarantee you by 7 o'clock, we probably have 35 people there.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a good time with that.
When talking about Vietnam, I'll be 40 next year, so I'm 39. So I grew up. I was born in 84. What do you want people of my generation and generations after to know and to realize and to remember when it comes to that era that you served in and so many men and women did?
Well, the basic thing is, this is a war that we've got no thanks for.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, you're spit upon, tomatoes thrown at you, and all kinds of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a war that, it's like the Korean War, the Forgotten War, you know. I don't know. I don't know how you get people around to appreciate. I think even the school systems are getting away from the wars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, with this crazy school system, education system we have anymore.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's out there, and, you know, all I want people to do is, you know, remember you're here because of us, the vets.
Yeah. Yeah.
You thank a vet for your freedom,
yeah,
for what you have today.
Yep. And I will always do that every time I see you. You know that. Yeah. I thank the world of you and all the guys and gals over there. You let me come out and hang out, and it's an honor because I was too scared to serve. They wouldn't want me shooting a gun, Warren. I could barely handle a radio station. But so many men and women gave that ultimate price, didn't come home, and that's where we're so glad that we have folks like you in the Legion that continue to share that message and talk about it and support so much in the community too.
Right. Over 58,000 lost their lives
there. Mm-hmm.
Plus we still have, 1,500, 1,600 POW MIAs that their whereabouts are not known. So it's just a thing, you know. I hope, well, you look at the war in the Middle East, another 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't won a war since World War II.
Yeah.
And that's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're losing popularity in the world.
Yeah.
So.
Well, we'll at least turn the attention to Wednesday, know, and thank those guys and gals like you.
Yeah.
You were there in Vietnam and everything. How many folks usually show up to something like this? Because I want to make sure you got enough room for the thousands we're going to send
away. Yeah, right. No, we usually have somewhere about 35, 40 people, but then I heard from the Northeast Iowa Vietnam Vets, they're going to bring some people down. And then there's a lot of vets here in Manchester. Mm-hmm. You know, Vietnam vets, a lot of times they won't talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
And they're afraid to come because they think you're going to talk about their experience.
Yeah, you're going to want to, like, oh, I don't want to talk about it. They're going to make me talk or
something
like that. Yeah,
and that's not the idea. It's just the camaraderie of friends, farmers, you know, people that work for the city mm-hmm. or people that retired like me for the military. We don't go way back in the past. I mean, that's where PTSD comes in, you mm-hmm. know. Yeah. No, that's, I just want everybody to come and enjoy it. And we have displays. We have displays of flags and books that mm-hmm. they can have and things like that. But
so Wednesday morning, 7 to 9?
7 to 9.
Gotcha. Go see Warren without the mustache, by the way. If anything, we got to take a new picture of him for the website. Yeah. You look 10 years younger now.
Well, when Jackie looked at me, she said, did you shave your mustache? I said, no. Well, I can't see it. Well, if it's that light, then I might as well take it off. And I wasn't going to get that, whatever that stuff is you put in your hair to make it darker.
Yeah.
So I took it off. And
you could have got an endorsement deal with Just for Men. You never know, Warren.
That's
you
very
still
true.
Could.
Yeah.
Before we part ways here, what's else on your mind? And I know we want to talk about steak fries coming up soon, too.
Yep. April the 29th, next month, starts the steak fries. And we'll be back to advertise that.
Yeah.
And hoping for a big crowd on that first time out.
Absolutely.
The other thing I got, you know, is we've had such a windy, my God. I ride around town in different places, and even here at the courthouse, these flags are so tattered and torn.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, we're fixed to replace 8 of them at the courthouse here this week sometime.
Mm-hmm.
So we have flags. We have service flags. We have POW flags, Iowa flags, and American flags. Mm-hmm. We have them in all sizes. They're made in the United States. We make no money on them, but we just want to make sure that you get a USA-made flag. Now, there's a lot of flags out there that said they're made in the USA. They're assembled in the USA.
Mm-hmm.
They're cut somewhere else, but they're assembled in the USA. So we have plenty of flags. Call the Legion or see a Legion member. We got plenty of them on hand.
And you guys dispose them, too. You know,
yes,
you got the box
do.
Right out front there and everything.
Right.
Awesome.
So, and let's see what else the things I got. Oh, this is not, now this has nothing to do with the Legion.
Okay.
But Farmers and Merchants Bank,
mm-hmm.
who cares for the veterans quite a bit, has come up with an idea. It's called an honor float.
Okay.
Yep. And on, I realize this is way in advance, it's mm-hmm. the first time it's been out, on June the 14th at Turtle Creek at Lake Delhi.
Okay.
They're going to cater a lunch at 11 o'clock. And then at 12:30, we're going to have a kind of a flag raising ceremony. And then they're going to provide pontoons to take everybody around the lake.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're allowed one guest. So if you're interested, I realize they'll probably be advertising. We try to get it out as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
RSVP to the bank or to the Legion. Give us your name and number of guests you're bringing.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll pass it on. Now, this isn't, like I say, this isn't a Legion thing,
mm-hmm.
but it's Farmers and Merchants. And, you know, that takes a lot to put on something like that. And I thought it was awful neat. Veterans honor float.
Yeah, and we'll keep reminding people of that as we get.
Because
June's going to be here before you know it.
Oh, my God.
It'll be here for you. This is the last week in March right here.
I've been in April for the last 2 weeks.
I've been in a state of confusion all my life. Don't feel bad. Always good to see you, my friend. My best, your lovely bride as well. She always critiques, you know, your performance.
Oh, yeah.
She only sends me a note if you say something silly.
I'll get a critique when I get home today, I'll guarantee you.
Go see Warren and the guys and gals at the Legion Wednesday, 7 o'clock, and thank a veteran for Vietnam Veterans Memorial Day and Vietnam Veterans Day on Wednesday.
7 in the morning.
Yes. Well, I'll call you when I wake up. Make sure you're awake.
Well, I'll be there. We'll be there at 6 o'clock. Thanks, bud.
You betcha. Thanks, Warren.
Yep.
Bob Wendt's going to join us when we come back. Don't you go anywhere.